Hello, my friends. It's time for the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit the bell on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends, like, do all that good stuff. It's all free. It's all kind. Today, we're talking about Drew McIntyre and Bayley on their road to WrestleMania. WrestleMania 40, y'all. What they're billing as the biggest WrestleMania of all time. I don't believe it, but here we are. As of this recording, I think we're 9 days out from the WrestleMania festivities. And we're inundated with Bloodline and Cody Rhodes and what's the other fella? The Rock and Seth Rollins and this whole beef. And these four men are headlining both nights of WrestleMania. Isn't that wild? Cody Rhodes is headlining both nights of WrestleMania. Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. It's like you want to watch one night and see a match and then you have to go to work or something and you're going to miss it. Well, know that it's going to happen again. But in all of that, there has been some shine taken away from Bayley, who, if you guys forgot, won the Women's Royal Rumble this year in what I said was a better match than the Men's Royal Rumble. The Women's Royal Rumble was way more fun. And Bayley came out on top. I think everyone was surprised and happy. I don't think anyone wanted anything else, honestly. Bayley's been incredible for the past 2 years. I call her the enhancement talent. And not in the negative way that people say. He's like, oh, we're just going to bring in somebody to enhance our talent. No, Bayley legitimately enhances everybody she's in the ring with. From Bianca to Sasha to Becky, Charlotte, you name it. Whoever gets in the ring with Bayley, they get shine because she's such a great performer and wrestler. Whether she wins or loses, she's incredible. And the fact that she won the Royal Rumble to then now take on Io Sky at WrestleMania, it's huge. And it's a shame for Io Sky, let's be clear. I don't think I've ever seen a champion more of a second fiddle in their own story than Io Sky. It's a shame. She can't cut a promo because she doesn't speak English perfectly. So she doesn't get over with the fans like that. But she has incredible in-ring work. So that speaks for itself, right? But because she can't go on a long-winded promo, she doesn't get the same TV time that someone like a Bayley would. So she ends up being in the background. Every time I see Io Sky, I'm like, oh yeah, she has a championship. Because she's not boisterous. She doesn't get to, you know, call it out a lot. And she's surrounded by damage control, which is a blessing and a curse because she's also surrounded by other incredible wrestlers who are taller than her and have bigger personalities than her. I mean, she's standing beside Asuka, for criminy's sake. Have you looked at Asuka? Do people remember Asuka? She's one of the best of all time. Anyway, she's taking on Bayley, and I don't see a booking where Io Sky comes out of WrestleMania champ. It doesn't make sense. But it's great for Bayley, honestly. And there's a whole flip side to this that we'll get into after we cover the next person, which is Drew McIntyre, who has been absolutely killing it on TV these past months in his quote-unquote heel turn, his honesty tour. Drew McIntyre has been a light every time he shows up on Raw, every time his music hits, everyone freaks out. He doesn't, and I can't pinpoint at the moment a moment where he craps on the crowd. He's more crapping on the wrestler inside, like the baby face, and speaking truth. And he's getting boos, sure, but he's also putting people over. He's doing incredible work. He's having fun. You can tell he's having fun, specifically on the Raw this week that we covered in our Tuesday episode. That man was him, Punk, and not even Seth. Seth was definitely third wheeling that entire interaction. But Punk and McIntyre were having the best time, just cutting each other down. It's going to be a fantastic match between Seth and McIntyre. My only concern, not even concern, my only thing is that they've done this match already. So the good thing is they're now inserting CM Punk into the mix, where he is going to be on commentary. Hopefully he'll get involved in some manner and maybe get McIntyre over. Who knows? I do not know. The strong point is both Bayley and Drew McIntyre were steering the ship during the pandemic era of WWE, when no one was in the arena. It was Drew McIntyre at WrestleMania winning, carrying that title. It was Bayley, I believe she carried both titles and had her Ding Dong show. And she was just running the women's division in front of television screens or empty arenas or whatnot. And for them to now, 4 years later, it's been a bit, get a chance to have those matches done over, right? Get their belts in front of the millions, right? That's great. That's a great thing for both wrestlers, because look, WrestleMania is the time. It's the new season. It's going to kick off the new season. The Raw after Mania is basically Mania night 3, right? You get your 2 nights of WrestleMania, all the things change, and then you go to Raw, and then more things change, and they set up everything that's going to happen for the year's worth of story that they got planned. Having Bayley and McIntyre holding gold on that Raw does nothing but benefit WWE. It gives them new stories to tell. It gives them new feuds to do. It gives them ins and outs of storylines. You know, if Bayley wins the title, we can run back Bianca Belair, but now Bianca's the heel, and they're kind of setting that up. You have Tiffany Stratton coming in. You have so many different opponents you can get. Charlotte Flair is going to come back soon. She can go after there's so many options, right? And for Drew, that World Heavyweight title needs a new title holder just to usher it into its next phase, right? Seth Rollins has done an incredible job of defending it and being the champion on screen the past year and change. But now let's give it to Drew. Let him be the arrogant, loud, brash champion who, you know, doesn't cut corners but takes every opportunity and advantage to win. That's great. And he's doing such a great job on his lead up to the match. Having him with the belt and doing the same thing is going to open so many doors. Hopefully, too, it will cement his contract signing so that he does come back to WWE. I don't see why he wouldn't. Where else would he go? I mean, he can go tons of places, but where else would he be able to, you know, main event WrestleMania? Nowhere, literally nowhere. He can only do it at WWE. So hopefully him with the title gets him, you know, cemented in WWE. Because again, I think he's been doing his best work. Maybe he'll have a slight gimmick change up his wardrobe. Maybe he'll drop the sword. I don't know. I'm excited. That's all. I think that's the biggest thing. I'm excited for Bayley. I'm excited for Drew. Because I'm so awash with this whole bloodline thing, it's a little much every week. They're building the story, and I'm happy for that. But I think we have to frame WrestleMania as, like, there's like 8 matches a night, and 2 of those matches have incredible wrestlers going for titles, and they need their shine too. So hopefully on SmackDown this week, Bayley gets a bit more shine. She got beat up last week, so maybe she'll take some heat off people. And McIntyre's been shining bright like a diamond. So he has no issues with me. But Mania's on the way. Titles are going to change. And I'm super excited for the next year of wrestling. How do you feel about Bayley and Drew McIntyre's championship runs coming up? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell, subscribe, like, tell a friend, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.